Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yay! We welcome a new happy hour sexy liberal advertiser. It's Castle Grade. What is it? Well, someone named Dan Castle launched Castle Grade, makers of the last mask you ever have to buy. I mean, this is the mask, right? The Castle Grade mask is reusable, FDA registered as an N95, easy to clean, dishwasher safe. Wow. Doesn't wrap directly over your mouth like cloth masks, affording you the ability to breathe easier. It won't fog up your glasses. The soft silicone doesn't leave marks on your face. They thought of everything. OMG. I mean, if you got to wear a mask, and we all got to wear a mask, this is the one you want. Go, visit castlegrade.com right now. Enter the discount code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. You get 10% off your first order. That is castlegrade.com. Type in SEXYLIBERAL at checkout for 10% off. And now, on with the show.
Yeah, bring in the bait. Bring in the bait. Put it in the bear trap. Bring the Jody Hamilton in. It has finally happened. Randy Rainbow on Happy Hour. Good morning, hello. Randy Rainbow.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Okay.
I didn't have to, pay for any kind of rights clearances. Right?
All right. You're used to way bigger people than me freaking out over you. But say hello to Jody Hamilton, Carol Burnett's daughter, who is the bait that we used to
you
bring
you. You don't have to name up with me. That's my sister, Jody Hamilton.
I love Randy. He's my other brother from a different mother.
Brother, mother.
Listen, Jody can recount the first thing I ever said to my idol, Carol Burnett, her mother. And what was that, Jody?
I don't remember. You were screaming and crying too much.
Right, but there were words like flanarn and pung-kang-hang and things like that.
Isn't that must get so hideously exhaustive. And yeah. That's all you can do, because what else do you do?
Yeah. So Carol Burnett, obviously your idol as well. Also, as Jody calls her, Aunt Julie.
Aunt Julie.
So when Jody says Aunt Julie, of course, we mean... Oh, you mean Andrews. When she says Aunt Uncle Jim, she means neighbors. Just so you know, the Jody code, Randy.
Jody, you stole my life. That's what happened. You stole my whole childhood. I should have been killed.
Wait, so tell the story, Jody, how you and Randy, because you're obviously a huge Randy fan, as everyone is, but tell
absolutely.
The story. Tell the story.
Okay, so it was tweeted at me, the picture of Randy and his pussycat watching mom doing Putting It Together from years back, and somebody tweeted that at me, and so I tweeted at Randy saying, by the way, I happen to be Carol Burnett's daughter and she loves you, and I had sent mom the screenshot of you with your cat, and mom was like, oh my god, I love him. And so
just like that,
then you started following me, and then we started direct messaging, and then I got to see you before all hell broke loose and everything shut down here in LA. So
I know, aren't we just made the cutoff, literally.
We did.
We parted ways, and then the flames engulfed.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like Jody leads the, like, well, for me, like, de-celebrity, like, Make-A-Wish Carol Burnett Foundation, because she had, right, her mom call and wish me a happy birthday, and I don't know, Randy, I just cried through the whole thing, so I don't really, I was like, I wanted to be Carol Burnett, and then all my dreams died, and then she said, but you don't want to be Carol Burnett, honey, you're the Carol Burnett of radio, and I don't remember anything else for the rest of my life after that, but you've had... How many of those moments between Julie Andrews, Hillary Clinton writing you? I mean,
well, there have been a few. Like, at this point, I am amazed to tell you that like, I have not had an encounter like that with, you know, there's not one of my major mega godlike heroes of my life that I have not gotten the opportunity to talk to like that. Your mother was like, yeah, top of the list. And I told her that, and I've started writing, not at liberty to discuss anything, but for an upcoming project,
yes,
I've started writing about that, the phone call, because it was a major thing for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sondheim, I've become friendly with, and yeah, like you said, Hillary Clinton sent me fan mail, and it's crazy.
You're just sitting there in your apartment grabbing your pussy, as you did, started your thing, ugh, with your cats, and here you are. I think everybody geeks out, Randy, because I don't even know how to explain your talent or your genius. You're writing, I'm primarily a comedian. I can't sing, so I was never going to be Carol Burnett. You are Carol Burnett, but your writing,
yes,
is so, your writing is so, it's so dense. It's so dense, meaning like,
every word counts.
Every word. You pack so much into these things that are so brilliant, just comedically, musically, and I don't even explain your process, because I just, like, how the fuck does he do that? And you do all this, your production value, because everybody's production value sucks now. Yours has always been fantastic, and you do it all yourself, editing yourself into the interviews and in the production value, and you learned it yourself, right?
I do, and I did. I taught myself. I didn't know how to do anything. Frankly, I just wanted to be Carol Burnett, and I told this to your mother when she called me. People now interview me. They say, well, who do you want to be, you know, when you grow up? You want to be like Jon Stewart? You want to be, you know, a Trevor Noah, whatever. And I say, no, I want to be Carol Burnett. So my whole goal was to put myself out there doing musical comedy, doing sketch kind of comedy, and acting, you know, as a performer. But I needed something to perform, and so that's when I started writing my own stuff, and that's when I kind of found my way into, like, more topical humor.
Yeah.
And then I've always had a musical background, so long story short, I started doing kind of topical commentary for BroadwayWorld.com, which is a theater website,
yeah,
very well-known theater website. And I was thinking of things to do each week, and I decided to maybe set, you know, Broadway musical show tunes to deliver the news.
Mm-hmm.
And then, especially with that, I was also doing my own YouTube channel where I would, you know, make fun of Mel Gibson or Kim Davis or whatever the topical.
Your first one is I'm Dating Mel Gibson, right?
Randy is Dating Mel Gibson, yes. We've since broken up. I don't know, talk about
I don't know why, but okay. And may I just say,
you have a thriving career. But anyway, one day I basically forgot which job I was doing, and I melded the musical comedy stuff with the topical stuff, and I just, you know, it worked. People liked it, and then I just, you know, the lyric writing, I'm kind of just copying my idol Stephen Sondheim, and
yeah,
kind of trying to follow his.
You have a beautiful voice, and you're super pretty too. Can I just say that before we?
I haven't even put on any makeup.
You're so pretty. And you're a baby. You're an ingenue. You are still an ingenue. You're in your 30s. And first of all, I have to say, how many Julie Andrews have you done? Because I think I first knew of you because of Braggadocious, right? The you know, that was during the debates when he used that stupid fucking word. And you're like, what is that? And you did it to supercalifragilistic. I mean,
that was the main launch for me, because you know, I was having like 100,000 views, 200,000 views, and then I did the Braggadocious video and 16 million views overnight. So that was a big one for me.
Right.
But yeah,
right up to a spoonful of Clorox, which
I'm telling you. Yeah. So many. I've done How Do You Solve a Problem Like Korea? I've done, I'm sure there are many of them. She is also obviously a huge idol of mine. So
right.
I'm happy to.
That's Aunt Julie to you, Jody. Yeah. Yeah.
I call her.
Okay. I love the new one, Cover Your Freaking Face, the mask one. That's the thing is you work on so many levels. Like it's just, it's funny, but it's so deeply sort of political and subversive. And as you said, you sort of, the election kind of is what made you woke, as the kids say. I think you were quoted to say.
Yeah, I was never a political junkie. I was never really, I kind of, looking back, I'm embarrassed to say, but I think I went through what a lot of people have gone through in the last 4 years. And I've been literally, awoken to kind of to pay attention. And I kind of became like an accidental activist. I really, that's my intention. My main goal is to be amusing and to entertain. But I noticed traveling around the country, I would hear from fans and people would bring their kids and say that they would show my videos to kids in class and that they were using them as teaching tools, sort of like a Schoolhouse Rocks kind of civics lesson kind of situation. And that made me realize that my voice meant more than I thought it did or could mean more, that I could use this power a little more. So that, I think I infuse that a little bit more into my writing and production now. As I can, or infuse a little bit of, insight if I have any, I'm happy to do that.
Don't you think, Jody, like the man has met the moment? You're exactly right. And now you are, like Carol Burnett, Emmy nominated. I understand, Jody, she has a couple of those.
She has.
But you're nominated for an Emmy now. I mean, you're doing this in your basement on your own Final Cut Pro or whatever. But now, like you say, everybody's production sucks. Everyone's doing their show from home. And you were like way ahead of the curve, but also way ahead of the curve politically. It just, you're working on so many levels, I think, that other people, I always say, multidimensional chess, whereas Trump is just shoving the pieces up his nose. So, right? But, I forgot the whole, you did alternative facts to Jellicle Cats. That was one of my favorites, the Kellyanne Conway medley. You were saying that's one of your favorites to perform live.
Yes, we have a whole medley. Meanwhile, George Conway is now my number one fan. He's tweeting me all the time. What the hell is going on there?
I don't know what is going on in that marriage. I've got to know.
But yeah, Kellyanne provided me lots of material over the years. I say that she's writing for me.
We're doing Sexy Liberal Tour, I sort of, except for all the wild talent, I compare myself to you, but we work here like in our basement, but it is amazing to hear people laugh, isn't it? Well, I mean, you're selling out these huge theaters and it isn't amazing to get out on the road and hear that when you're just,
I know. I miss it now. I mean, Jesus, but it's interesting for me because I started on stage when I was a kid. I was always on stage. That's how I began. And then I stepped away from that and ended up doing this YouTube thing. And so I was not getting that audience reaction that you get. Although I was familiar with it, but I wasn't getting it. So to now, like after years of creating this material and getting a chance to bring it on the road and like play these sold out venues and to hear the fan response has been such a thrill.
Okay, that ad that says, something, something priceless? I don't remember what that is, but this isn't for that. This is for Bloomsy Box, because what's priceless? My mom.
Yeah.
Only a month in assisted living during COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
Sent her Bloomsy Box flowers. It's all she can talk about. Do you understand how priceless that is?
Yes. Amazing.
My mom does. We haven't been able to decorate a room yet. She keeps talking about how beautiful these flowers. They really do. They look like they came from a really fancy florist. They're like artisan designed. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Absolutely priceless, because a lot of us can't visit loved ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a way that they like, and I say it to her every time. I'm like, I just want you to know I'm thinking about you every second of every day, Mom. That's what Bloomsy Box does. Tells your loved ones you're thinking about them, brightens up their space no matter where they are. It's BLOOMSY Box. Isn't that the cute name?
I love it.
Bloomsy Box. Flowers sustainably grown on family farms around the world. You place your order. Your flowers are handpicked and arranged at a farm unique to you. It's so personal. They pride themselves on great prices, a huge selection of artisan-designed arrangements. No hidden fees, no endless upsells, free shipping with a subscription. Whether you're sending a single arrangement or a subscription for someone special to receive flowers every month, feel confident with the quality offered by Bloomsy Box. Go to bloomsybox.com. That's BLOOMSY box.com. Enter the promo code SEXYLIBERAL. You get 15% off their already great prices and free shipping. Whee! Promo code SEXYLIBERAL. bloomsybox.com. Here is an interesting... I was reading an interview with you about a portion of your fan base is Trump-supporting Republicans. And you just talked about that really kind of is a testament to how unifying, I guess, comedy could be. Or what? Do they realize he's a moron too? Or what is it, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. And I mean, what I guess because I do hear from people that you would not necessarily think would be fans of mine, but they do say I'm a Trump supporter and I'm this and I hate whites and blacks and Jews and gays, but I love your show. It's so fun. I just say thank you and then I get the hell out of the room. But I hope that maybe some of my message, if there is one, is sneaking in there a little bit.
Yeah. You said about 2020, you're Jewish, so you get nervous about everything. So you're excited and nervous.
It's not. 2020 is not making it any better, by the way.
2020 fucking sucks. What did Hillary's letter say to you? What did Hillary say?
In the other room, but it's one of her friends asked me to make a birthday video shout out. She said, Hillary Clinton is a fan. I'm one of her friends interior decorator. And she said, would you do a little shout out video because she loves you? I'm like, sure, whatever, lady. I'm sure this will just live on your phone and you're just crazy and you've never even met Hillary Clinton. So I made the little thing and I was like, hey, Hill, like, I'm sure you won't see this, but thank you for blah, blah, blah. And I gave a little message thinking it would never make it to her. And then 2 weeks later, I got a letter in the mail and it said, Randy, the rumors are true. I'm a fan and thank you for something along the lines of not only, you know, entertaining us, but enlightening in these very difficult times.
Wow. Jody, he probably went, yeah, right, you're fucking Carol Burnett's daughter. Oh, shit, there's a picture of Carol Burnett watching.
Well, Jody, I don't have to tell you, you have to vet these things. People will say anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's absolutely, and it was funny when you and my mom were trying to hook up that phone call and you missed her calling and you're like, this is not going well.
I missed Carol Burnett's phone call like twice. And then I talk about diarrhea. Like I was not good. It was like a very Jewish anxiety.
Me too. It's all a blur of crying and snot and blubbering the first couple of times I met her. But okay, so you just did a fancy fundraiser for Nancy Pelosi, who's also a fan. And there was a little lady named Barbara Streisand also on that show with you in addition to. So your life is just, you're just like Cinderella, aren't you?
I am just quarantine Cinderella with no pants on. Yeah, it's crazy. It's amazing. It's weird because I'm having all these great fun things happen. Carol Burnett's calling me on the phone and I'm interviewed on television, but it's all happening in simultaneously with the world collapsing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bittersweet, but listen, it's great for my career and that's all that we care
it's
about,
it's a fairy tale encased in a horrible fucking nightmare. Isn't it fantastic?
It is. Dynamic.
Now, you said during the primary, I love Kamala, because I don't know what you're thinking for VP, but you said, I love Kamala Harris, but she also scares the shit out of me in the best way. That's...
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you? Who do you like for VP?
Oh, God. Well, I really like... I like Kamala.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. But there's so many. They're all amazing women.
Many I would be happy with. I mean, you must pick a woman of color, I think we do believe.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I would be happy with any that I have seen on his list, on his alleged list.
Now, speaking of politicians, you are currently dating Andrew Cuomo. You tweeted, my Andy's press briefing is back and he's going off on Donald. Let me get my tea. So that's mostly your day now. It's just, yeah.
Love him. Yeah. Well, I did an Andy Cuomo tribute video to the tune of Sandy from Greece. I was just interviewed by Christina Cuomo, wife of Chris, the other day. She called me. I said, I always knew that you would call me, but I assumed it would be to tell me to stop hitting on your husband. And she interviewed me for her magazine. She said, the Cuomos love you. Andy loves you. Chris loves you. We all love you. And so.
Yeah. Did you see the footage of Andy, was it Chris's butt naked in the back, in his wife's yoga video? That's, yeah. You know, just quarantine mishaps, Randy.
I've studied it, you know, a lot. And was that ever verified? Because I thought it might have been a towel. I'm not satisfied with it. I need more.
I understand.
Listen,
you have quarantine hopes and dreams. You tweeted, good morning. I hope the vaccine comes in chocolate and strawberry. And you're getting a little quarantine cranky. You said someone just said, how are you to me, stupid asshole.
I'm not here to defend all of my tweets over the past week. I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, I'm getting cranky.
Right.
Oh, well, my God.
You were reminiscing. It's Happy Pride, by the way. And you said last year I was drunk on a float with Donatella Versace and Lorna Luft, surrounded by hot men. And this year I'll be on my couch watching a Housewives marathon.
I was actually in New York last year and saw you on the Pride float. In that 12-hour parade.
That was so fun. What a fun. I'm so glad I really did it up last year, because it made up for this year. You know, I need a glass to do.
Yeah, you tweet about this as well. You just said he thinks if he bullies COVID-19 hard enough, it won't eventually write a book about him. It's so surreal, right, Randy? Just like, we hit our highest number ever yesterday and he's there again going, it'll go away. We're doing very well.
I don't know what to make of it. You know, I'm so thankful that this comedy gene was instilled in me, and looking at, you know, things through a humorous lens is something that I was taught from a young age. Because otherwise, I don't know how you deal with what's going on now.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's nothing you can do but make fun of it and make light of it. Because otherwise, I mean, this man is insane. He's making jokes,
yeah.
And he's, you know, he's yelling at the virus as though it's an opponent of his.
Yeah, you tweeted, so far he's received standing ovations for making racist jokes, mocking 130,000 people dead Americans, drinking a glass of water with one hand. If this fucker gets a Netflix special before me, I swear to God.
Well, you know he fucking will, too. I'm sick of it. I gotta get out of this business.
Can I say, no one deserves their success more than you. I gotta just, before we continue here quickly, congratulations on the Emmy. I hope you get, you were talking about, this is what I see for you. You said a hybrid of sort of Pee-wee's Playhouse and The Daily Show, maybe a Broadway run. I hope you get all of it, because this is your time. I mean, this is just, anyway, I don't know what to say. You were just brilliant.
Thank you. We're in development of many different projects. We were talking about a possible Broadway thing right before COVID hit. So I hope that when Broadway's back that we can continue with that. But
yeah.
Lots of things in development right now. So
well, and you said, oh my God, I'm in Oprah magazine with my husband, Governor Cuomo. Thank you, People magazine, for making me a reason to love America. Proud to be in the company of Dr. Fauci, my Cuomo brothers, and grilled cheese. So you are obviously an American icon already. Well, I don't have to tell all of you, it's a scary, scary world out there. Am I right?
Right.
Okay. I'm just telling you, this ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around, this COVID-19.
Nope.
You have got to go to thenewdealshop.com. They are always coming up with something new just for my listeners right now. The Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing. Now we're offering their top rated, top selling, best reviewed wand product at 50% off plus 2-day free shipping.
What?
Oh my God. It makes me breathless. The Clean Phone wand, the handheld UV sanitizer. It helps you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in just seconds on virtually any surface. And I swear the charge lasts like forever.
It does.
Right? They're using this in hospitals. I use it on my mask, on packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money. Take it with you everywhere, right?
Yeah.
50% off, free 2-day shipping. It is the perfect gift for yourself, for everybody you love. You've got to have one of these with the COVID plate. We're on a surge on a surge. Yeah. It's a bad time. You got to get one of these. Get the clean phone wand at 50% off right now. Check this out. They'll take 60% off a second wand.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God. A great holiday gift for family and friends. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. Born to a Jewish family in Plantation, Florida. Grew up in Long Island. Your actual name is Rainbow. Your dad was Jerry Rainbow. You're not kidding.
Okay. Yeah, Gwen and Jerry Rainbow are my parents.
Was a musician, a talent booker. Tell us about your grandmother. You said she's your greatest influence. You said she used to talk back to the TV, which is basically what you're right. doing, at celebrities and politicians. Right. Combination of Joan Rivers, Elaine Stritch, Betty White, and Bea Arthur. That's a fantastic grandma.
She was a huge fan of comedy, and she was my nanny, and I told your mom, Carol, when I spoke to her that I had that same, but I mean, she is, if I have a religion, it's nanny. She taught me everything important in my life, including humor. She introduced me to all the greats like your mother. And, you know, she just like what I was saying is that she used to, she would have a response for everything. So that's where I get my rhythm from. If she were vacuuming and there was a political interview happening on the TV behind her, she would respond to the TV as though she were conducting the interview.
Wow.
You know, so if Conway were, she would come back with a one-liner like that. And that's, she just was so quick. And so I'm basically an old lady talking back to her on television.
Exactly. But but that's in your blood. The comedy and the music then it's in you. I mean, it's, you can tell that it's so sort of organic.
She taught me that you must laugh. She really had that Joan Rivers kind of, mentality about if you can laugh at it, you can deal with it. Nothing was off limits. And that's what gets me through these hard times is being able to see everything from a humorous lens.
We always say that, right? If you got to laugh or you would cry literally all fucking day. I mean, but it's also a way of kind of taking your power back. I think the way you talk to Trump, even in those videos, people are like, oh, that's what I like to say to his fucking orange face. But it's sort of cathartic in a way.
It is very cathartic to see, you know, this queenie gay guy who might not have any power if he actually were in the room with Trump, in an interview setting, to get to see me kind of give it to him. I think people do find that cathartic. I find it cathartic.
Yeah. Joey, here's the part of the interview where I Chris Farley, like people do on your mom. Like, remember that time you wore the curtains from Gone with the Wind? Randy, one of my favorites was Cheeto Christ Stupid Czar, which was, of course, from Jesus Christ Superstar. But when he literally pointed and said, right, that people say I'm right.
I'm the chosen one.
Huh?
He said, I am the chosen one.
Right, that's what he said. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you, it's hard to ask, do you have a favorite? I mean, they're all your children, I know, but do you?
My video, they're all so good, Stephanie.
It's true. But, the best thing is your humility, I think. Yeah.
I am very humble and gorgeous, but I think the thing that I attach a certain memory to each video. That's how I have like a relationship with them. So for instance, when I did the Braggadocious video, I heard from Dick Van Dyke. And when I did Clorox, the spoonful of Clorox, Carol Burnett emailed me and said that Aunt Julie loved it. Like, these are memories that I attach to these things. And so they're very nice memories for me, aside from the horrible event which inspired them.
You know, we are the same person, Randy, except without all the talent and accolades.
Thank you. Put me down.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What?
I have a little talent.
I meant me.
Never mind.
No, I sat on the set of Diagnosis Murder with Dick Van Dyke and got, when I played myself, I was the character that killed the Dr. Laura character. And so, but I got to hang out with Dick Van Dyke. But I know what you mean about those. And you're a lot younger than me, but just those, what else do you call them? Giants. I mean,
icons, legends.
And talk about humility. Oh my God. Jody, tell the story real quick about Jennifer Aniston and your mom.
Oh, so we were at this fundraiser for Hillary Clinton when she was running for the Senate in 2000. And I mean, everybody in Southern California was at this ranch in Mandeville Canyon. So we go to soon to be Senator Clinton's table. And sitting next to her, Mr. and Mrs. Pitt, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. So mom and I are kind of in line to talk to Mrs. Clinton. And, you know, she turns around and hi, hugs, kisses. So I introduce I introduced Jennifer Aniston to my mom, and she goes, really? You buried the lead on that one, right? So as we walk away, my mom says, and I quote, wow, I can't believe she knows who I am. And I said, what are you talking about, Mom? A, you're a comedian and so is she. And you're Carol Burnett. She's like, well, I should be over there. And she pointed to the table which had Sid Caesar and Milton Berle and others. I said, yeah, you deserve to be at their table, but not because you're old and not everybody in the room knows who you are necessarily, but because you're as talented as they are. It was the funniest thing. She goes, I can't believe she knows who I am.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, that's part of your mother's magic. It's not only her talent and legacy. It's the fact that she's got that beautiful soul and that she would say something like that. I mean,
and she's seen
so incredibly generous. My God,
I know. Isn't she? She's seen so many sobbing messes in front of her, like you and me, Randy. And she just looks at you like a, you know, she's like, oh, honey, like you're just like a little, you know, a turtle stuck on its back. She's just helps you up and.
Spoken to her over the phone. I've yet to actually sob in her face, and I look forward to the day.
Yeah.
Had she been more technically proficient, I would have figured out a way for this to happen with you and her.
Oh, oh no. Right. Oh, boy.
We'll have to do a Zoom cocktail party at some point or
something. Randy, couple of just quick things from your just interviews you've done, but just in terms of how you are, this phenomenon you are, you said, I'm like the oldest millennial. I have one foot in the YouTube era and one foot in the old school comedy musical world. I was always focused on emulating comedy stars that I looked up to and musical stars. So you say I have a kind of encyclopedic knowledge of musical theater, just music in general. So that's always the easiest part, music in general. But really, musical theater has always been a coping mechanism for me as a young age when I was a little gay drama nerd getting bullied on the playground. I think it always brought order to chaos. But that is interesting, is that you were one of the first things to meld that old school, old timey. I mean, right, Jody, that's like everybody thought, oh, I want the Carol Burnett show. But Randy Rainbow is the closest thing to the Carol Burnett show now, because you can't, as your mom has said, you can't really do that on a network basis anymore. I mean, Randy, that was a Broadway show every week, right, with an orchestra and costumes and all of that. But
oh, my God, no, you couldn't do that. But people are starved for that sort of thing, and that's what inspired me. That's you know, again, I'm not trying to be the Daily Show. I'm trying to be Carol Burnett,
right?
And I'm trying to be all those, you know, Broadway and musical comedy icons. Like that's what really inspires me. But I think that to the, you know, the crossover thing of kind of joining the two,
yeah,
the, you know, the day and day political hot topic stuff with the old school kind of charm of musical comedy.
Right. But to bring this interview magically full circle, a lot of us wanted to be Carol Burnett. You did it. You are the bridge between the YouTube age and being able to do it in your basement. I mean, it's amazing.
First of all, I'm not in my basement, Stephanie.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
He's in a nice apartment in New York.
All right.
Well, look at my, I finally got out of the goddamn basement.
All right.
And she's,
wherever the fuck you are.
For most of the time I've been making these videos, I was in a tiny little shoebox of an apartment in Astoria, Queens, and I lived, like, my living room was just a giant green screen.
Yeah.
And I graduated. Now I have an actual room with a whole video and audio setup, and I can go into my little studio.
Yeah. And also, here's the other way we're alike. You said back in your closeted days, you had some bittersweet prom experiences. You said, I remember my prom. I had three proms. Because since my sophomore year, I was invited every year by a different girl who had a crush on me. Poor dears. I went to the prom with boys before I realized I was a gay.
Did you go all gay men were your dates?
Oh, yeah, well, he turned out to be gay. We didn't know at the time. We just thought we were Catholic, which is why we were dry humping and not doing it. But as it turns out, we both were gay. Yes. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I didn't get that.
But I think I was probably by the second prom I went to, they knew that there wasn't, you know, it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Right. But I was in love with Paul Lynn, so I also had no gaydar when I was a child.
That's horribly off.
Yeah.
That's beyond
sad.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, he was funny. I get the crushes on you. I get the crushes on high school Randy Rainbow, because that's right.
Yeah.
So now the big question, are you single? Because you are beautiful and a little too much in the talent department, but what's going on?
God, are you? Let's date.
Okay, let's go to the prom.
I am single as hell, and if I don't get a date out of this show, I'm not coming back. I was promised. Jody said this. That we're going to get you a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Call in or what? How does this work,
Jody? It's your next Make a Wish. It's for all the single lonely homos like me and Randy post quarantine. We're going to be ready to fucking explode.
So I got a whole list of guys who want you, Randy. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, if you can hook us up with Carol Burnett, you can make this happen.
Very nice. People say that all the time, and then they never produce. I never see the list.
So what's your type?
Through.
What's your type?
At this point, it's been 4 months in quarantine, Steph. Anything with a damn pulse and a breath.
And a mask.
I thought you were going to say a dick, but okay.
That too.
This is a classy show. I wouldn't say dick.
No, of course not. Aha, just did. All right. I feel like I need you to put on your pink cat eyes to say goodbye, but I'll just settle for thank you.
I charge extra.
Oh, there we go.
There they are. Randy, I love you like everybody else does. Everybody in my political world, Jill Winebanks, everybody adores you. When I was at Politicon, like everybody, I had to leave that day, but everybody was going to see you. You are just a rock star, and thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Steph. It's so nice to finally chat with you. Jody, I love you.
I love you.
And tell our mother I love her too, and I'll talk to her soon. You know, we talk regularly now.
Yeah. I know, you talk to her more than I talk to her, so
oh,
you know.
Geez. Oh, jeez. We love you, Bate. We love you, Bate. I mean, Jody.
You want to talk about dreams coming true. She emails with my mother now.
I know.
So, talk about God. The Jewish mother is happy, let's
oh,
just say.
Oh, a fucking dream come true. All right. Happy, happy hour, Randy Rainbow. We love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Mwah. Bye, you guys. Love you soon.
Listen, everybody has their coping mechanisms yes. in this whole whatever. But you cannot. It's if anything, the weird thing is not the whole lockdown, stay at home, whatever. Don't you feel like people see you more because FaceTime and Zoom and you're wearing a mask and it's just everything in your eye under your eyes is highlighted.
Yep.
So that's why you need some Plexiderm, because it just is a little pick me up during a really tough time. And it really does work like crazy on your under eye bags and wrinkles and crow's feet, all that stuff. Because there's going to be a lot more WTF moments before January 20th.
Oh, absolutely.
But you're going to get some line somewhere. Trust me. Okay. And
can you get surprise lines?
What? Yeah.
He did what?
No, that's called Botox.
Oh, okay.
No, just stick with me. Plexiderm.
All right.
It's like magic. And it's such a great gift. People love my sisters were asking me about it. Everybody loves Plexiderm. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 if you want. Free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal. Or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292. The code is sexyliberal.